Well, one thing's for certain, I don't need to ask you what your favourite race course is. Last time you and I did this was Copper Knight and your first win at York, and it feels about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's been an amazing season. Really, to lose my claim only a fortnight ago and then to ride a winner as big as this, just to have a ride in the race is fantastic. But to do it here, and obviously I'm based up here with Tim Easterby, a man who gives me an unbelievable amount of support, and this is our home. A home track. This is the Olympics for everyone in the north. This is the pinnacle of racing up here, and to do it here is amazing.
Every boy's dream to ride a Group One, but I mean the thing was to do it from the front. I understand you've got the part in the sitting duck in the Christmas pantomime, because that's what it must feel like, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's every time he runs, he's there to sort of be shot at, and he's got so much raw speed, and you know, we showed that today. Really, they couldn't catch us. Every post a winning one.
And how important the rain stayed away.
Very. The horse just wants some nice ground. The track's in great condition considering how much racing it's had over the last couple of days. There have been occasions this year where he's had ground that's too soft, and also ground that's too quick. You know, when he ran the Temple Stakes at Haydock, it was extremely fast that day. I'm not convinced he entirely let himself down, and he hung a little bit that day too. It was too soft for him over in Deauville the other week. He ended up needing the run, but the ground out there today, you know, it's not rattling. It's on the quicker side of good, and it's absolutely ideal for him. That's the ground he wants, you know.
And if your thoughts 50 yards from the line when you realised it was Jason coming for you?
Well, look. We went out. I left the parade ring as a 30-1 shot, you know. And to be honest, I just wanted to go out there and give him the same ride I always give him, and let him flash his speed and let him ride him to his best advantages. And coming inside the one pole, I could hear the smacks, and I could see out of the corner of my eye that the near side group sort of falling away, and then coming towards the last 50, I was off the bridle, and I hadn't picked my stick up yet, and I was sort of, well, where are the red colours? You know, I was waiting for Jason to pick me up, and when I picked my whip up and he hadn't got to me yet, I knew that he wasn't going to catch me, and that feeling is indescribable.
Sean Curran, Group 1 winning jockey, what does it mean?
I'd be lying to you if I told you it's sunk in. Yeah, it absolutely hasn't. I mean, I hope it does. I'm sure it will do. But today, I'm delighted I've been able to go out there and prove that prove what I can do, and prove to connections that, you know, I'm just as good as anyone else they might have used, and you know, to reward them as well for maintaining their faith in me. And I've done my job today to the best of my ability, and I'm happy with that, you know.